won't wait. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
She got a lot left of that song. You know what I'm saying? That's as long as a motherfucker. That shit, Joe. You know what I'm saying? But shout outs to Cole. You know what I'm saying?
High
for hours. You know what I'm saying? Be high for hours listening to that shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, welcome back to Higher Learning. You know what I'm saying? We dropped an episode about a month ago, and now it is Black Friday, which is what I want to consider the official launch of the season.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So today is all about shopping, but our Black Friday is different just because we're getting fried and it's a day and we're black and it's Friday, you know what I'm saying? And it's 420 somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So you should roll up, you know what I'm saying? That way you can get high and enjoy the show along with us. Shout outs to all the new people who are coming in listening to us for the first time, and you're probably on YouTube or maybe watching us on Facebook or Instagram TV or anywhere else I figured out how to upload this shit. So shout outs to y'all.
Right.
Extra shout outs to y'all that's been listening from day one, and now you can kind of put a voice to a face, you know what I'm saying? And we're just testing some shit out, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not really a professional cameraman by any means, neither is Trey, but I mean, shit, I mean, we got smartphones, we got iPhones, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, shit, fuck it, it's going to
happen. Yeah, we make something happen.
Until
all right.
Somebody cut the check. All right.
Hell yeah. All right, so pro tip.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of y'all that like to store your weed in mason jars, I know that I've said before on this podcast that, you know, sometimes when I come across a strain that's hard for me to get my hands on, I usually try to get a lot of it at a time, and then I'll put it up. I might smoke some of it, you know what I'm saying, but I'll put it up, and I'll keep buying weed like I normally would. That way I have, like, some guaranteed, like, you know, exclusive shit, you know what I'm saying, whenever I want it, and I usually store it in a mason jar. So what you should do is either get some of that film that you use to line your kitchen cabinets with, right? It usually has, like, a sticky adhesive on one side, and it's kind of like a vinyl kind of, like, situation.
Mm-hmm.
You either want to take that or something as simple as black construction paper and wrap it around your mason jar, because this will help from light from your house and sunlight or any other light sources getting into the weed and light damaging it and weakening the quality of the weed over time.
Mm-hmm.
So weed will lose its quality over time if the jar isn't burped on a regular basis, and if there is direct sunlight always shining onto
it. Listen, I done found some old weed before.
Mm-hmm.
Like some old, not no old Reggie, nothing. Like,
yeah.
Some old pack.
Yeah.
Like months. Like I lost the bag, found the bag. And of course it was dried out.
Yeah.
And it crumbled into basically almost.
But that was probably some fire, unless it was in the sunlight. God. Unless it was in the sunlight, that was probably some fire.
That
yeah,
junk was some fire.
Because, like, for real, I even like my kush to be dry. Like, certain weeds like that. Like, I like my kush to be dry. If I get a really good cut of some kush or some type of OG kush or something, a real good cut, I'll take a substantial amount of it
what
out
you doing,
of it.
Man? But nah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a substantial amount of it out of it and put it to the side to let it dry out. You know what I'm saying? For that very reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't like the sticky weed. I mean, I like it. I don't like breaking it down or nothing, because I'm not a grinder person. I'm more of a use my hands and break it up.
So, right. Yeah. So my other pro tip was to find your favorite dispensary. And this is actually a pro tip that I need to follow myself, because I've only done it halfway, right? I've done a halfway job. Three times being to L.A., I've done a halfway job when it comes to sourcing weed or finding dispensaries. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I went off of what Weed Maps or Leafly told me. I went and did Google search internet of, like, you know, top 10 lists somewhere on some blog somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I just followed the name brands, right? Mm-hmm. So I know where all those are. I mean, I know their history. I know who owns them. I know all kinds of shit, right?
Right.
But the low-key spots that sometimes, like the one spot that Jay brought me to, and some other spots even so more low key than that, I found some of the best strains and shit. So finding your favorite dispensary is gonna have to be a search. It's not just as easy as looking for the big advertised places, because right. even though you find some great weed there, there's so much that you're leaving on the table, and the prices are better.
Right.
Jay, so I mean, you living out here, I mean, is it just, like, on the humble, like, you just go places and you just bump into a fine little spot, little hole-in-the-wall spot, like?
Well, it has a lot to do with the areas that I'm in. So, like, in NoHo, there's not a lot of name brand. There's not many name brand. Well, there's a MDD in NoHo. There's a few in NoHo. But at the same time, in NoHo, I feel like there's, like, way more low-key dispensaries.
Right.
Like, joints off the side streets, you know what I'm saying? Joints on the corner, you feel me, where it at first it don't even look like it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
But that's just from being with people that's lived in L.A. for a long time and you just knowing the different spots to hit.
Right.
And then a lot of the spots, like, when you go there for the first time, it's like you get a lot of the super crazy deals, you know, whether it be, like, you know, five for the next grand,
right?
Or 20 for the next eighth after you done bought an eighth or whatever. Mm.
I think I just be getting lazy because I see some of these spots when I'm in Ubers.
Yeah,
like if I'm catching an Uber to an Uber to get some breakfast the other day.
Mm.
I know that going past like a corner or two, you'll see like a street and another block right there, and then like a little way right in the middle of that. Mm. And I look down a little way and I could see in a little store like that looked like a spot, but then I don't take the effort to, like, look at the street sign, know where I'm at, you know what I'm saying, so I can go back to there later.
Sometimes you'll see, like, the little green cross, you know what I'm saying, and that'll let you know it's a dispensary.
Right.
But, like I said, most of the ones I came across, like we talked about, the Mason Jar.
Yeah, I've never been to one of the Mason Jar joints, but I've always heard about them, and, like, those are the spots where, like, you get some fire, like, some shit that's, like...
And that's because, for me, like as opposed to being in a MedMen, you know what I mean, when we were in there, right. Everything was on display, but it was like you couldn't really smell it.
Yeah.
It wasn't really like, you know, I don't need to be hands on. I don't need to touch it. I just at least want to be able to put my nose in it.
Right, right.
Know what I'm about to get, cuz I'm looking for a certain smell. I could care less what you called it. You know what I'm saying? Cuz I'm just looking for a certain smell.
And you know what? You make a great point, because I think for me, a lot of times when I'm going into these dispensaries, from a production standpoint, right, I already kind of have a list, right? Like, I know what I don't want to get, not because I don't like to smoke it, but because I already did an episode where I smoked that, right? You know what I'm saying? So I already have eliminated a bunch of strains that I love, but it's just like, for purposes of the show, couldn't do that, right? So I got a list that I'm going in there with, and then I know that these bigger name spots have it. But that sweet thing that you got from that one spot, yo, cannabis. Oh, my God, man. Well, sweet thing. That shit make a nigga want to sing that shit, yeah.
I was living in Mid-City for a little bit. And right off of La Brea, on the other side of Pico, there's a L.A. Cannabis. And so for a while, like I told you, for a while, I was like really big on that wedding cake. And I was getting wedding cake from Pacific Stone.
Okay.
But even a store like LA Cannabis, everything, like you talked about the product, and even like the packaging, like everything you're getting is prepackaged.
Mm.
And so, like, you know, I'm just trusting that it is what it is.
Right,
it is
right.
What the label says, and you know what I mean? And I'm not really getting a chance to, like, smell it or, like, you know, even if I, or smell something else, like a counter joint that I might want to buy. Like, you know, I'm just going off of what they say. Like I say, is it like wedding cake? You're like, yeah.
Right. Right. But the mason, like, no, mason jar spots, man, I need to stop in one of those where I can literally look at, like, a huge jar of just smell it. You can see it. You know what you're getting ahead of time, and we're not just trusting what's in the
and
jar.
And they have the different shelves of the weed, and a lot of times, like, I know I'm always looking for the seven grams, you know, like a quick 7 grams for like 50-something, 55.
Right, right.
And most of the low-key spots, especially in NoHo, had that price range, you know what I'm saying? And it'd be some fire. I mean, it'd be some gas. You know what I'm saying? And
it's I'm definitely a tourist who they know. Yeah. Look, certain dispensaries know they're going to take advantage of a guy like me. Like a tourist who comes through here looking for the pack, you know what I'm saying? And I see like, oh. I seen that logo before on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? They got weed there. So they knew they was going to get me, so they got me. But definitely, pro tip, I need to follow that pro tip from Jay. And just really, it's just having wherewithal of where the fuck you're at, yo. Every time I was in an Uber and I went past one of those, I could have looked at a street sign and stopped being so fucking lazy. But
it don't matter to me. Just,
man, these
just
things, but here's the thing about those, type dispensaries I'm talking about. They go up and down at this at like.
Oh know, yeah, because they're because they're not really rated. On the up and up. You know what
they
I'm
either
saying?
Get rated or you know it's it's so like, and especially in NoHo, they'll pop up and I'm like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, cool. Oh, you can go over there now. Okay, cool.
That's okay.
So, but it's definitely a few in NoHo that I love, and then it's a few in Inglewood that I love.
All right. Well. So I read this article that said that Bill Gates and other investors secured a doomsday seed vault to preserve a wide variety of seeds. And they have it in some remote Arctic island, like between Norway and somewhere else or some shit. But long story short, they got a whole bunch of these weed seeds in there. Mm-hmm. The United States didn't contribute any, but some of these other countries did contribute a bunch of weed seeds to this vault. Just in case some catastrophic, you know, fucking doomsday shit happens, and they have this indestructible vault where part of that vault is a seed depository. So I started thinking.
So who the fuck gonna get in this shit if we?
Well, basically, if whoever survives, then it'll be like seeds for like plants and vegetables and different things that we have, you know,
to try to regenerate.
So they can try to regenerate.
Bro, nobody knows where it's at.
Well, no, people know where it's at. We just not the people.
Get to it.
They're gonna save themselves.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
because
of course.
If they put the plan in action, then they also obviously know something is coming.
So. Right.
Once everything is about to go down, they're going to get themselves to the spot.
Right. So what's in your doomsday vault? Now, mind you, I'm not talking about the place where you're going to go hold it down so you can try to survive it. Mm. I'm talking about the vault that you set up to where if you survive it in your bunker and then you get to this vault, what do you need to be in there? Because now it's up to you to kind of regenerate some shit.
I don't know. I'm not very materialistic. I wouldn't.
Well, no, this is not even materialistic things. What would you think you would need if you had to start over from ground zero? Like, none of this shit around us exists anymore. All you got is what you thought about putting in this vault. What did you put in your vault that got you to be able to regenerate, basically? You know what I'm saying? Nothing in this world exists. None of this shit. It doesn't matter about no cars. I tell you, the cars, jewelry, none of this kind of shit. Clothes, like none of this kind of shit would even matter because you're probably one of the only survivors. Or there's a couple other survivors like you that got little vaults.
Well, they already got the weed down, Pat.
Well, no, they got the weed. We don't got the weed.
I mean, I wait for them to grow it. That's okay. They're going to regulate it and tax it. That's okay. We ain't even got shit. You going... I guess I put one or two weed seeds away. Now that I think about it.
Okay.
I got my kids with me.
Yeah, they're already with you. Yeah, right. They're in a bunker with you. This is your vault.
I got clothes in my bunk. I don't know, son. Somebody else go.
I can tell you that I am going to put an iPhone in there.
That would be in your pocket, wouldn't it?
No, that's going to be in the vault.
Why?
because I just need it to stay 100% safe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want anything to happen to it. It can't be destroyed. I need to be able to recreate this in the new world. You know what I'm saying? I want weed seeds, rice, corn, beans, wheat, and avocado seeds.
Oh.
These are all things that I think that I could grow and start out with, like, from fresh.
I was going to say I need two cows.
Oh, yeah, and
how you going to put two cows in there?
He can put them in the vote. His vote, it can be whatever he makes it. You know what I'm saying?
How they going to survive?
He's going to set it up right.
I'm going to take care of my stock.
What if doomsday, 20 years from when you put them in?
My livestock is in the vote.
Yeah.
For 20 years?
Listen, they growing. And they multiplying at that point.
And they don't.
Yeah. I didn't say how big or small this vault had to be. I just said it was indestructible. That's all I said.
My vault might be the size of two Walmarts.
Right.
Well, shit, give me two bitches in mine.
Hey, that's kidnapping now. Now we're stepping into another.
He needs to regenerate the world. You're going to have some.
I got the livestock.
You know what? You're right.
I got the livestock.
Are the livestock in this case. Oh,
yeah, they can eat me up.
So look.
Why you had to look back for?
So look, I had two cows, male and female, so I can make more cows.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, obviously we're gonna live off that, and I'm gonna do a lot of greens, and I'm allergic to beans. I probably wouldn't grow no beans, but I'd probably do like some corn or some type of starch. Try to do like some potatoes or something.
So we starting a farm. That's what we.
Well, I figured that whoever else survived, if they didn't have. When I look at like stocks and shit like that, the biggest commodities, like Warren Buffett and them, in agriculture. I figure rice and all that shit is gonna be.
But black people don't understand agriculture, so we don't often think to invest in that or hold it to a high, high regard. But agriculture is like, I just got put on game about this, so that's why I'm talking about cows and shit. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I'm gonna have a lot of guns in my motherfucking vault.
Oh yeah, I'm tripping.
I'm gonna have so many guns in my vault.
Yeah, because it's gonna be a power struggle to fight who's in charge. That's the next question. Who's in charge now? Out of all of us to survive,
right?
Like that's gonna be the fight out there. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Well, in mines, come back to me.
Yeah,
I want the atomic bomb in mines.
Why? So you can fuck it up again? Yeah. Just in case.
The world is already. Apocalypse.
But then it's about who got the most power at that. Yeah, I got this atomic bomb. Y'all fuck with me. We all going to go this time. God damn it.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't work first time. Let's get a do-over.
You feel me?
Hit the button. Boom.
As soon as somebody says something, I'm going back in my bunker. And just know, some shit about to happen. Oh, so man. Since y'all got all the agriculture down packed, I'm going to get me some gasoline and some oil.
Okay.
You feel me? And stack up. Because y'all can have that. I'm going to get rich with this over here. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
See y'all at the top. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I think we're going to have the fire water. They're going to call him Firestarter. Have you met the Firestarter?
Yeah, with the atomic bomb.
With the long dreadlocks. What would they call it? Because they don't even know what
with the atomic bomb.
No, people wouldn't know what they're called. Yeah.
What is that for? Like,
the atomic
over. Like,
you got the guns.
I got guns because I got the lobster.
And I got this bomb because I got this oil and gas.
Nobody needs oil or gas.
But
everybody needs food.
No, everybody needs oil and gas.
And I'm going to have premium.
I'm
going to
have. No. The meats.
I'm
going to have prime rib. I'm going to have that shit.
Listen, I'm going to have heat.
I might just get pigs because it only take 4 years for them to be grown.
All right. Well, as soon as everybody come out their bunk, I'm going to add this gas and this oil for you.
That's crazy. That's probably how all this shit started in the first place. The guy with the gas and the oil automatically thinks get some nukes. Like, you see how quick that shit happened? You know what I mean?
I don't know what he got. I don't know what he's trying to do with this gas and oil at the
I'm trying
with
to
all this
rule
radiation and
what the fuck? The world.
The world is over.
With gas, oil, and atomic bomb.
At this point, we're starting over. You feel me? The world has ended because of that. You see what I'm saying?
No, this is my. I lift my trunk up on my car and be like, "Do we have a problem?"
Oh, okay.
You feel me? Yeah. Yeah, if I ruled the world with this atomic bomb,
life.
It's over.
Will it take me under?
Life was done at that point in time, yo. Hey, all right, let's get into some stoner confessions, y'all.
Because I got high.
All right, this story is was anonymous. It's called Jailbird and Moon Pie.
All right, well, guess who? All what's right. their name and where they from?
Yeah, so
Green Mile shit.
What's it called?
Jailbird and Moon Pie.
Jailbird and Moon Pie. Yeah, yeah.
This is definitely dumb. So
it was the Thanksgiving that my aunt referred to as Jailbird just got out of jail for serious criminal offenses and some gun trafficking. He ain't have to say all that. That's dry snitching. Her and my other aunt, Moon Pie, her favorite snack, also fitting because she's round like one too, got to an argument over who bought my sister a gift, which she had since she was 4 years old. Jailbird was only 14 when the gift was
Jailbird.
Given. To, yeah, Jailbird was only 14 when the gift was given to my sister, making it impossible that it was her. And so after my grandma said enough is enough, they moped around for a few hours, but peace was made, or so we thought. Dinner arrives, is going well until Moon Pie thought it'd be good for her to carve the turkey, which my grandma, seeing no issues, that idea led her. Jailbird was stabbed in the leg with the carving fork, and that's when all hell broke loose.
Oh, shit.
Jailbird and Moon Pie proceeded to beat each other up until the police came, and then they both went to jail, and they shared that on Thanksgiving.
This,
jeez.
This Sugar Pie. You know Sugar Pie from, what's that show? Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Just Sugar Pie fan. Sugar Pie.
Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear. Yeah, Sugar Bear in them.
Pause. I never.
So the aunt, stabbed the other aunt.
Yeah.
When she was supposed to be cutting the turkey.
Cutting the turkey. Yeah.
Yeah, the Sugar Bear in them.
Jeez. I mean, I've had some fucked up like family holiday like situations, but never a stabbing. There's never been like a stabbing that happened like at the Thanksgiving table. What about y'all? I mean, y'all ever had some wild shit like that?
Nah, see, my family is the type to fight somebody else's family. Like,
okay.
Hey, once everybody get drunk or high, I can't tell you what's going to happen. You feel me? Everybody in the street making noise, and somebody might be like, move out the street or something. Oh, all hell breaking loose. Especially with my uncles and things like that. The old heads in my family, they... Yeah.
All right, yeah. My family's really judgy. So they'll, like, hold on to some shit that they, like, saw you do, like, in March. Mm-hmm. They'll wait till Thanksgiving to, like, bring it up when they got the audience to co-sign them. You know what I'm saying? That shit pisses me off. But at least, like I said, there's no stabbing that was happening. So, like, looking at this, like, I kind of appreciate my family a little bit more, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Holidays, nothing really bullshit going on holidays in my family. It'd be all the other days.
Okay, well, that's another story for another day on our other podcast. It's not just me. You should go check that out. We drop an episode every week.
Yes,
we're going to roll up and catch a vibe, and then we're going to come back and get into a little bit of higher learning and some munchies and all kinds of other shit. We'll be back.
This is higher learning.
All right. So last season, we gave you guys some basic knowledge of things that you need to know if you're going to be doing something in this cannabis space, whether it's become a bud tender, becoming a cultivator, becoming a better connoisseur, or all the above. But this season, we're focusing on growing. So to choose the right strain to grow, you really want to think about what you want your end game to be. Some growers are looking to cultivate weeds to taste a certain way. Some are looking for weeds to smell a certain way. Some people are looking for weeds to look a certain way. Some people are looking for the highest THC content, and some aren't looking for any THC at all. They're really looking for CBD and the other non-psychoactive benefits. Either way, you have to figure out what it is that you want to do, and then that needs to be your starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the seed is where it all starts at. this is pretty much self-explanatory. Like, this is textbook shit right there when it comes to how anything grows in the world. You know what I'm saying? Plants grow from seeds. Weed isn't any different. Mm-hmm. So you need to make sure you get the right seeds. Just like how every type of tomato isn't just a tomato. There's all kinds of different fucking tomatoes and shit.
It's a tomato?
A potato is a potato.
Yeah, yeah. What you mean a tomato isn't a tomato?
Come on, let's not get into apples and bananas and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Nah. All right, so basically, there's all kinds of tomatoes, just like there's all types of weed. So you want to find the type of seed that you need. There's seed banks and there's places you could look up on the internet, and then there's also other curators that you could find in the streets or talk to people at your local dispensaries. But at the end of the day, seed sourcing is an art. You might be seed sourcing for a couple months before you even get into beginning to grow some weed. You know what I'm saying? Some people might just jump into it, and you can.
Yo, everybody's high as shit.
I'm absorbing what I'm hearing.
You high talking?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you high as shit. This
nigga just looking up. Like, but I'm as he's talking, I'm reading the words in the sky.
Right. So,
yo, what the fuck? Which one? We just smoked some good. Yeah. That
so, was, auto feminized and auto flowering seeds are things that you want to look for to start with, because although the female plants produce the actual buds and the THC and the other cannabinoids, you know what I'm saying, the male plants are still needed for breeding. You need the pollen from the male plants in order to fertilize the female.
So you need two seeds?
Well, no. What you do is the process would really be you grow a bunch of female plants.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would grow a male plant separately, somewhere completely away from it, so it doesn't do its own fucking, basically. You know what I'm saying? Then, once the females get ready, you go ahead and you dump the male plant into, like, a bag. You want to get the pollen from that. And then you put the pollen bag over top of the female plant, and you pollinate it yourself. Basically. That's how you hybrid.
That's how they fuck.
Yeah. In other words, yes. Yeah.
So,
I know what it sounds like, but that's because
moving on.
Yeah. Okay. So the main categories are this, because it could be growing in your house. So, just take this in mind. Sativas are tall.
Mm-hmm.
Their buds are long. They resist heat, but they don't do well in the cold. Indicas are short. They do a lot better in the cold. The buds are more dense. These are things that you also want to take into account when choosing what type of strain you want to grow, just because you know the limitations of your apartment or your townhouse or your mom's basement or wherever your shed in the backyard, wherever you're figuring out where you're going to grow this weed at, you know what your limitations are. So make sure that you live within that. You know what I'm saying? What?
Why you looking like? Where's the words this time?
Why are you watching me? I'm listening to what this nigga saying. Like, I'm trying to, like,
the word, like, you looking at his mouth like the words is coming directly.
Yeah.
That nigga just locked down.
The words not coming out your mouth. I'm just confused. Yeah, help me.
I'm saying, like, literally. Whatever. You know what I mean. Just like you seen him in the sky. That nigga went from here to...
All right, so look.
come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am high. That's exactly what's going on right now.
All right.
Nigga just get stuck in the paradox.
In the whole paradox. But I'm listening. I'm trying.
So the strains that we smoked today were Ice Cream Cake.
Mm-hmm.
That's the featured strain right there. Wedding Cake, Jay said that was a strain that he was smoking for like a month. And this is like the parent strain of Ice Cream Cake. So this is an indica dominant hybrid. Wedding Cake and Gelato number 33.
And I love it.
And remember I told you guys that the numbers usually mean either the year it was cut or the actual phenotype of it. So this is the 33rd version of this particular strain of gelato that they used to cut it with. Lead is icy as shit. The buds, Trey, you broke it up. Tell me, how was that? What did it feel like? What did it smell like?
It wasn't really big buds. It came in small buds that broke down into a little smaller buds. Once you cracked it open, it was real pungent, real right. at your nose. It smoked good. It wasn't really sticky. It broke down good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
It's definitely one of those ones where when Trey rolls up a blunt, right? Like let's say he rolls up and I don't see what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm outside, boom, boom, I'm wherever we at. He likes it. I hit that bitch. When I ask him, I'll be like, yo, which one is this right here? You know what I'm saying? Right. If I ask that question, it's one of those, they kind of stood out to me. You know what I'm saying? Right. And this was one of my, I like this one on the sugary side of it. You know what I'm saying? Some of the sugary weeds that have the baked good flavor, but it's just like really powerful on the sugary vanilla taste.
I
think those
are the ones I like the most.
And yeah, I like those enough. I like the sweet fruity ones.
Yeah, you like
the more than I like the citrusy. Sweet. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But this one, this one definitely stood out.
Hey, listen, it's an indica world. I'm trying to tell you, when I first came out here, I was kind of like big on the sativa because I let people hype me up into thinking like, okay, in order to work how I need to, like work effectively and not be like falling asleep in the studio, I should get sativa, you know what I'm saying? But like, I don't know, man. After so long, it just felt like the sativas were, like, just a cloud. Like, my head would be in a cloud. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And these indicas that I've been running across, especially, like, the last one that we just smoked, it's heavy. It's heavy on the body, right?
Like yeah.
Like, I feel great right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing songs in my head. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm, like, learning shit. You know what I mean?
Hey.
And like, this shit is fire. That's what I'm saying. It's an indica world. You know what I mean? Like, what better? Why would you want to smoke anything else? That's why when I go into the dispensary, I'd be like, where's your best indica?
That's the first time I heard that.
No, but listen, I mean, I'm keeping it real. Like, think about it. Some of the ones that you picked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You went into there because we went into there with the same sativa mindset as what he said, where it's like, I'm thinking to myself.
You got to be realistic of what you want. What are you looking for out of weed? Like, what are you looking for? You know what I'm saying? And I just... It's funny because I feel like, you know how it's a vocabulary, you know what I'm saying? Everything you do, every avenue or profession has this vocabulary, you know what I'm saying? And so when I walk into the dispensaries and I say, I'm looking for the shit that smell like throw up.
Right.
It's not irregular for them to hear that, you feel me? And they know exactly what I'm looking for, you feel me? And I just find that even at the basic level of trying to purchase weed, you know what I'm saying? It's like... I know for a fact that this smell produces this feeling. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like this smell
and
right
some,
here.
And some of the better smelling weeds are indica. So, yeah.
It's funny that we all have different approaches and shit of how we go and talk to the bud tender.
And it's not to disrespect the weed. That's why I love being on Higher Learning because you really learn. You know what I'm saying? About what you smoking.
Yeah. Right.
And so... You gotta understand, all this label shit is new. Like we on the East Coast, it's sandwich bags.
Yeah, right.
It's like, oh yeah, it's that shit. You feel me? Right. And I'm literally when I move out here, I move off my East Coast instincts. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I understand what the glass say and what even when I'm in the mason jar spots. I understand what you just labeled it. You feel me? But I want to smell it.
I know. When I sniff
and
it,
I know what it looks like. You feel me? But I want to smell.
See, I prefer sativas because I get a lot of headaches. So sativas, you feel me, head
high. Good for that, yeah, for sure.
So, but as far as smell, I love the smell of indicas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, indicas have the real loud, gassy smell.
That gassy smell. Right. Sometimes the smell alone can be inspiring.
Yeah.
Usually some of my favorites are sativa dominant, like on the hybrids. Mm-hmm. But perfect hybrids... Are weeds that I could smoke literally like all day from sunup to sundown or close to like 60-40s, 50-50s, things like that, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like either way, it can lean either way, but it's not too much of one or the other.
See, but I like smoke. I do like smoking real heavy indicas, but I hate the down high. coming off of. Even if you go to sleep off of that, you wake up like
in the fog. You wake up in the fog still, to where it's like, I'll have some of the moments where it's like, I was so high before I went to sleep. Then I wake up and I know I got some shit I gotta do. I might got something to edit or some shit. Boom, boom. I know for a fact I need to smoke a blunt.
Right. But you know that weed is too fire to
Right. But it's like I need to just be high again right now instead of being just woke up after being high as a motherfucker off this shit. Like I need to just go back to where I was.
And you know what? I fell in love with that trap. I literally have fallen in love with that trap. I can wake up, bro. I can wake up and feel so like, you know what I'm saying, off a weed nap. And out of habit, I'll be rolling or she'll be rolling one, and it's like, you know what I mean? And that'll pick me up. You feel me? That'll pick me up again, even though the high is like such a downer. You know what I mean? Right. It's picking me up at the same time. And like, I don't know. I've learned how to function off the indica.
Right. Like Trey was sleeping. I was like, you know what? All right, cool. I was like, let me smoke this OMG cookies, right? Smoke that shit. That shit set me back. That shit smacked me back like, bah. I was like, oh, shit, right? You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there for a little while, right? Then about an hour had passed, right? And I'm like, damn, this nigga training up yet? Hold up. I was like, damn, this the shit that happens right here where if I go to sleep now and he wake up, we're fucked for the rest of the trip, right? I was like, because now we're on opposite schedules and shit. I was like, we're going to be lazy as shit. So I was like, let me get this classic Jack. Went straight back to the sativa and shit. Wake that ass up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's necessary. It's necessary for those purposes. But for me, I take that ride, man. I need it. You know what I'm saying?
You should take that ride. Like, you about to shoot some dope.
Nah, I'm just saying that whole sleep, that waking up.
That body high, yeah.
That body high, man. I love it, yo. I love it, man. And let me know the week good.
All right, so since it's Black Friday and Thanksgiving was just yesterday, and everybody had their stomachs full,
it was yesterday.
Yeah. So we're never gonna get through it.
Yo, he just pictured the whole meal in his head, like Thanksgiving.
I saw it. Like he went there. I was trying to go there with him. I was hoping that maybe through osmosis or something, I was fucking gonna travel there with him.
With the marshmallows and the turkey.
Y'all have to understand. I haven't tasted my mom's cooking in 2 years.
All right. What's your favorite side? Favorite main course part of the Thanksgiving meal from your mom and two sides. You got to pick one main and two sides. What is your favorite?
The main would probably be her turkey.
The turkey.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Or like maybe she did a ham. I know a lot of people don't like pork, but I just love how my mom cooked. But at the end of the day, my mom's string beans are blazing, dog. Like, I mean, like,
she made them for the truck,
crazy,
right?
Crazy blazing.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah,
like,
I got it.
Yeah, like, my mom's string beans is wild.
Yeah. I like some good string beans, though. Yeah.
During the truck period, when they had the truck, that was some good food coming out right there.
Bro. Like, and then, of course, like, you know, her macaroni and cheese. But my mom does this beef stew too that like I really be fucking with all the time. You know what I'm saying? So like that's been a big part of she always do it for me. The beef stew, she always makes something for me on Thanksgiving. She won't do that when she come out here. So this year they coming out here for Thanksgiving, both my parents. And I'm excited because I've had some really dope Thanksgivings these past few years, like with my manager. We did a whole Cajun thing Thanksgiving last year.
Oh man, I always love that when you get to have like different foods like outside of what your norm is or whatever the traditional Thanksgiving food was.
It was amazing, man. And they really did it up. I mean, we had macaroni and cheese, but it was shrimp and lobster macaroni and cheese, and it was just a whole bunch of Cajun food.
I had a real Thanksgiving in a minute.
Yeah, I've had Friendsgivings for many years, and then I always go to like certain people's houses and probably get a plate where you know such and such aunt make this, such and such make the best macaroni and cheese.
See, I was in a situation for religious reasons where Thanksgiving wasn't celebrated, but we still cooked dinner and things like that. You feel me? So
right.
It wasn't in the spirit of Thanksgiving. But, I mean, I was living with people that we was in the house all the time together. You know what I'm saying? We might have a couple of visitors, but it was a normal day for us.
Coming through the day after Thanksgiving.
right.
If mean, not that night, I was
Mama Donna used to hook it up for us, man.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
So, with your best...
I ain't even give my...
Yeah.
I'm going to take the turkey... Smothered in gravy. I don't like my turkey dry. Leave a little bit of juice in it. You get what I'm saying? No homo. Or pause or whatever you want. Then give me some stuffing.
Yeah.
With some gravy on it. And give me some candy M's. Now I'm Gucci. Yeah. And I take that. Jay said the mac and cheese, so I take
All right, candy. So... All right. For me... For me, the turkey, like I said, I can't really go off of moms or aunts and all that stuff like that. I really go off. I mean, I be doing like Friendsgivings, right? Mm-hmm. Or some shit I made myself, or I go to different people's houses so I know who has the shit, right? So mm-hmm. I'm always looking for the best ham, but the turkey, if they do it with like, I can get the meat that was in the bottom of the pan. You know what I'm saying? Soaked like down in the there in the juices or whatever. That's the turkey that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
But I love a good homemade stuffing. You know what I'm saying? I love a good stuffing with some.
Do you
gravy
like the stuffing that's in the turkey?
Yes.
Or you like the stuffing made on the side?
Either way. It just depends on who's making it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the good stuff. And there's two kinds of good stuffing that I like. Because black families got two main kinds of stuffing that has been handed down from the grandmas. You know what I'm saying? And they're distinctive. You know what I'm saying? I like them both. One of them is more like traditional stuffing. Mm-hmm. One of them is more or less like there's more of the... Whatever they do when they break down that turkey and whatever they put in inside of that stuffing in there, I really don't even know what the recipe or how you get it like this. I wish I could explain it better to the people right now. But y'all know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You said break down the turkey and put the stuffing. And
man, I can't think of how to describe it right. All right, all right.
Never
all right, all right. So think about it like this. Think about it like this. All right. You know what, like, the box stuffing is, right?
The stovetop,
whatever like that, right? Right. All right. There's a certain stuffing that's kind of like that. It's the idea of that, but it's homemade, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about that stuffing. I'm talking about the other stuffing that like a old great-grandma would call it dressing.
Oh, like bread pudding.
No, but it's like stuffing, though. It's not bread pudding, yo. It's not bread pudding, but she'll call it dressing.
This is something they had in the '80s. I don't know. Man.
Yo, there's people out there. Listen, if y'all know what I'm talking about, put it in the comments. So, cause this nigga, whenever he don't know what I'm talking about and 80s. Shit, he think I'm nuts. Like I'm just from like some foreign fucking land and shit.
Like make the stuff inside and like study stuff the turkey.
Well, they can do it both ways. They stuff the turkey and make it in the pot, but it's different than like the traditional like corn stuffing. Or whatever that... You know what I mean? It's different than the traditional stuffing. Uh-huh. I'm going to figure out what it is, but I know that... I don't really know what it is. I've eaten it as a kid, you know what I'm saying? I'm eating it as a grown-up.
I think you just went to somebody's house one time.
No, I've eaten it a bunch of places, but every time, it's always a very old woman who made it, and she doesn't refer to it as stuffing. They always call it dressing.
Yeah, dressing and stuff, and it's not the same
thing.
But
it's not the same thing. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so I'm talking.
If you would have said dressing in the beginning, then I would have known what you was talking
about.
But
dressing is like stuffing, yo.
But I know the difference between dressing and stuffing. But you said stuffing all right, with the turkey.
So what is it? Crack the code for us. Now, you on the clock.
Dressing.
This is a high ass conversation.
This nigga don't know shit, bro.
Moving on.
First of all, you sir, mind your business. And dressing is more put together. It's more stuck together.
It's more dressed.
You know what? Like, you want to know what's funny though?
I feel like you wanted to say the dressing is more dressed,
that,
nigga.
That is a good start. That's a good start because it is together more put together. Stuff,
right, look, stuff, it's more binded together by just bread. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, don't try to leak off of what I said and you came up with a complete story. And then it finally hit you. Like, no. By my description.
Because like stuffing, like the stuffing in the other sense is like
chopped up,
chopped the bread.
This is more like it's not mashed potato-y, but it's like it's more like a goulash.
You know what I'm talking about, right? All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Like the little chopped up celery and everything in there. But another thing that I can't ever not go without on Thanksgiving is my grandmother's sweet potato pie.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yes, sir.
That's crazy.
Now my grandmother make the sweet potato pie, but she make it with the graham cracker crust. You see what I'm saying?
I don't like graham cracker.
Hey, listen, my grandma made the sweet potato.
Nah, I know what you're talking about. Crust. I tasted it before.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, it's like I can eat a whole pie to myself.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My grandmother used to do two pies. She used to do the sweet potato, and she used to do coconut. And she used to have, like, these pie trays that sat on the table, right? It used to be, like, 8 pie trays, dog. And I swear, like, a month after Thanksgiving used to be pie. It used to just keep going down. Man, listen, them pies used to be good. After school, I come home, get me, like, my slice used to be, like, this big.
Yeah,
and shit.
I'd take
big-ass
slice.
With some ice cream, walnut bitch, or some ice cream. Listen, dog.
With some ginger ale. I would like to have a big-ass slice.
Jay, the reason why my favorite soda ginger ale now, son. Because I think he done got ginger ale so many times, son. It made it say, made sense on why he drink ginger ale. And look, right? I remember this one time. We go in the store. They ain't had no Canada Dry. And nigga had the Schweppes. And nigga was mad, right? And I'm like, yo, what you mad? Ginger ale, ginger ale? He's like, nah, man. Canada Dry is different, man. It's Schweppes, you feel me? Until, nigga, now I'll be like, oh, shit, man, they got the Schweppes. I don't want that.
That Canada Dry.
That
Schweppes is so sugary, yo. It's not ginger ale. What the fuck y'all was trying to
sell me? God damn, man, I need the Canada Dry.
That ginger ale, it cut your throat, but it's so pure, man. It's like, it's something that's, it's like.
That nigga was right.
You know it, because that Canada Dry is different, boy.
Yeah. That's all right. Funny as shit.
So, high thought.
All right.
I had all of these, but high thoughts.
You know how people like older, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like how they call dressing and it'd be like stuffing and we had the whole thing. All right. So older people, like, they'll try to explain away some shit that they did during their day, but they won't really explain nothing. They'll just be like, oh, it was the 60s. Mm-hmm. As if, like, that's supposed to mean something. Like, oh, it was the 70s. Mm. Like, what do you mean, oh, it was the 70s? Like, that doesn't answer shit.
Right.
I realize that one day we're probably going to be those old people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we're probably going to need to explain away some shit that we did during our day. Oh, and we're going to say, oh, it was the 90s. Or, oh, it was the 2010s. Or, oh, it was the whatevers. What's some shit that you could think of in the past 10, I don't know, 15 years that when you're that old person, you're just going to explain it away just that same way?
Motherfucking my thing off Bucks, nigga, would definitely be like, oh, it was the... Nigga, definitely POF. Like that. Like, what?
Did you used to go on a site called POF?
Yeah, Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, oh, shit. That was just the 2016s. 2020 whatever.
All right.
POF or Tinder. Yeah. Some people, I wasn't a Tinder guy. I was a POF guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to explain away the ecstasy days. You know what I'm saying? Those days, I'm gonna explain those ways. Like, you know, it was the 2000s. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was the 2000s, man. Nah, you know, everybody was
2012
doing it.
Was definitely the the spizzy. That was listen.
I would have to say it was the 2015. It was 2015 because I was doing Zans and all kinds of shit in 2015.
That's because yeah. Cuz had you locked in there in that year. Had you in the cabin. Hey, yo. Jay disappeared on me for a week, y'all. I can't. I seen Jay like, yo, what's up, cuz? How you been? He's like, yo. This nigga just got me saying dumb. Just working, yo. He's like, before I knew it, yo, a week went by. He just kept feeding me them shit. I had to get out, yo.
Yo. Hey, yo.
Yo, that's funny as shit.
Yeah. All right. High thought, yo. What future technology do you want to see in your lifetime? Like, technology that doesn't exist right now, but in your lifetime, you need to see this become a thing. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely need to see flying cars.
Here's the thing. I don't need to see anything that I feel like I need to see in my lifetime, because if I see it, it lets me know that something before then, catastrophic probably happened. So, like, in order for me to have to see what I'm seeing, like, and what I want to see, I know it's like my world has, like, ended. Like, you feel me? As far as, like, technology is concerned.
Right.
Like, the shit that we going on in my head, you feel me, will only come about unless what we know today as the world is like demolished.
I mean, no, we don't think about it. At 30 years old, we done seen pretty much the evolution happen.
I'm glad
right
you're
leaning.
I'm glad you're leaning into it. I'm glad you're leaning into it. You know what I'm saying?
Being 30,
stepping right into it. I appreciate it. Yeah. Continue. Sorry.
Whatever. But we pretty much seen the evolution happen in front of our face as far as technology and internet and. You feel me? Like, I don't think we're too far off of the flying car thing. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what you want. You want Justin's car.
Yeah, I definitely.
I wanted that. I always thought that was going to be year 2000 as a kid. I always thought year 2000 was going to be like, there was going to be like this shift where we just went to like the futuristic everything. Like,
I see. I remember the two, but I just thought that meant everybody was going to die.
I didn't think
like
so.
Like Y2K?
I didn't believe in Y2K.
I'm like, I'm too young for this. I ain't even get to do nothing yet. And you feel
I thought,
me?
I thought 2012 was going to be it.
Oh, yeah. That was. I started to believe it a little bit.
I wasn't trying to let myself. They got me in 2012. They didn't get me with Y2K, but they got me into with the 2012. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody was doing everything they ever wanted to do.
Yo, you ever seen a movie,
Minority Report?
All right, Minority Report, where like the computer screen, like they could be like, ching.
How much time you got left or something like that?
Nah, I mean.
That's a different movie.
Nah, yeah, that's a different movie. That was out of time.
Just
but this movie,
like, do the display.
Yeah, they was doing the display. Like, you could go like in the air, the display. Or how they do it in the Iron Man, how the shit could just be up there, a hologram.
Right.
I could be like this on the internet, just changing shit.
Right.
I need that technology. I've always wanted to be able to do that.
Like
to
the
just
hologram
like,
shit.
Choom, choom, choom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always wanted to be able to do that
thing.
Shit, yo.
Here's the thing about all that bullshit. It really exists. But that's another show. That's another episode.
Okay, you're right.
But, at the end of the day, I think one technology that I probably really want to see is the fact of like just being able to like manifest something, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's not technology.
It's I can't
like
get
self
into that.
Manifestation.
Well, like just like
being able to do something at the,
like, what if you could DoorDash
activating from my voice, like
your food right here to the table.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm trying to get there.
All right, like, I just want to be like Uber. You know what I'm saying? And like my Uber pull up.
Oh, one of those type. Oh,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like on demand.
Okay. Yeah.
Or
like in Fifth Element type shit. That's what I want. I want that.
Or like Fifth I want to be able to like put like, I want to be able to put this in the microwave and then it'd be like a fucking 5-course meal.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Son, the coolest shit to me in Fifth Element was sleeping in little bunkers. And you know how they press the button and they just go smack to sleep?
Uh-huh.
I need that. What?
But listen, Huh. That means somebody gotta chip you. You see what I'm saying? It's always, if you wanna go to the future, you gotta, like, you know what I'm saying?
Why is he going there? One of the, he said somebody gotta chip you.
Hey, how you think you just gonna go to sleep on command like that? It's something in your body.
Nah, right. They can release a certain gas that explodes into the air.
Trey, they was chipped.
Nah, they had some chips, yo.
And press that button.
Ooh. Some Skittles, I get something to drink, because I got the munchies!
Speaking of chips.
I've been smoking dope! I got the munchies!
Smoking dope.
All right, so another debate that circles everywhere, all across the world, when it comes to holidays, not just Thanksgiving, but Christmas can get it too, is the pie debate. I'm not even going to make y'all have to decide or choose or any of that shit. So I have three pie recipes. All of them are infused. One of them is sweet potato. One of them is pumpkin. And the other one is pecan.
Who the fuck eats pumpkin pie?
We're not going to do this debate because they don't have a representative here in order for us to debate pumpkin pie versus sweet potato pie. So I was being inclusive.
Oh, pumpkin pie should never be a thing.
And there we have it, folks. Pumpkin pie should never be a thing.
What the fuck do you eat it with?
There's a recipe in the show notes, yo.
You make it, though? What part of the pumpkin is this?
I found it on the internet. It just said pumpkin pie. I switched around some ingredients. I made it in
I put pumpkin pies in the same category as bean pies.
And you can get them together the whole time. Yo.
They taste like the same shit.
Oh, so you had pumpkin pie before?
I've been fooled before. For sure. Thinking that I'm about to buy the sweet potato pie and it's a fucking pumpkin pie. I've been damn sure fooled.
Oh,
and
shit.
I hate it every fucking time. Hey, there has not been one time I bit into a pumpkin pie and said, this is some good ass pumpkin pie.
Not even with the whipped cream on top.
That'd be the worst part sometimes.
None of that shit, yeah.
It'd be the audacity with the whipped cream.
The audacity.
Y'all had the audacity.
None of that shit, yeah.
And on top of everything, you put whipped cream on this shit. Ew.
What's that? Like, you can't put lipstick on a pig? You can't put no whipped cream on this bullshit ass pie? The fuck out of here.
You serving me this bullshit ass pumpkin pie. And on top of everything.
Yo, you put the whipped cream on it. Listen, all right. Well, I'll leave the show notes for them.
Oh, man. So we're going to roll up and catch a vibe. We're not going to eat no fucking pumpkin pie. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do these fives. Ha! Told y'all niggas I still had it.
What are you talking about?
Oh, how I learned it.
This nigga over here shaking tambourines.
Nah, it's
this
just
nigga
like
over
a,
here
like
talking
a,
about how.
It's like, a sound effect. It's like a. It's
oh,
like
you because you mean fumble through your words.
Yeah.
Nah, because it sounded like they were bars.
He ain't catch it. Though.
Yeah, he ain't catch the vibe.
I guess he is. So I guess you don't still got it.
Whatever. All right. We'll be back with these fives on higher learning.
All right. Hey, come get your man, yo.
All right. Can I get into the break? Can we roll up and catch a vibe? All right. We'll be back. Wrong up vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Who got vibes?
Ooh, yeah. Who is this?
Where's your five?
I'll tell you.
Who put this
nigga
want to
be an artist so bad.
You got five.
I hope you watching this like, this nigga trying to say he was me.
All right, so
good, don't it?
Nah, this one day, this dude named Breeze, one of my homeboys who I know, he called me to go to the studio with him. They was about to do some songs or whatever. I was like, fuck it, I'll go through. They had the weed, I'm chilling with them. They played this. It was the five on it beat, obviously, but it was like a little flip on it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that was the hook that he put on there. So we recorded a whole song. Mm-hmm. But when I was coming up with this segment, I thought back to that song. So I went and found that shit in my hard drive and just clipped that piece and put it in there. So that's this dude named Breeze. Shout outs to Breeze.
Shout out to Breeze for the reference.
All right. Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Uh-huh. Top five Martin Lawrence movie roles.
All right, so this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do Blue Streak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna throw Thin Line Between Love and Hate in there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Then we're gonna throw I wanna say Bad Boys.
You gotta say Bad Boys.
Oh, the whole little series.
Mm.
Okay.
And then last but not least, it can go either way. It can go Big Mama's House. But National Security was a funny ass movie.
I forgot about that.
Oh wow, that's a good pick. National Security. That's a good pick right
and
there.
And Martin was funny in Boomerang as well.
Yeah. I got National Security. That's my five, though.
All right.
So it's a toss up between National Security
and Boomerang. Nah, definitely National Security.
So that's your five, too?
Yeah.
All right. I got a Thin Line. I got Life. I got Nothing to Lose. I have.
Funny as shit. He was on the roof and shit.
I got to agree with you guys on Blue Streak, yo. Yeah, I don't know. Blue I didn't Streak have that one there. Shit, yeah. But then my last one is. And it's because of the role. House Party, yo. I think that's under one where like he was a supporting character there, but he was kind of like a glue in the storyline. You know what I'm saying? Right, maybe right, not right. in the movie itself, but in the storyline of the movie. You know what I mean?
Right, for sure.
All right, so what about your top five Will Smith movies? So we got to do Martin's and we got to see what's up with Will's. What's them top five Will Smith movie roles?
We got a lot more to pick from Will. But I say it like this.
Ali.
Yeah, I got that on my list.
Independence Day.
I got that on my list.
Bad Boy.
I don't have that on my list.
In Will's
category, I don't have it on my list. But in Martin's category,
favorite,
I do.
My favorite movies, whatever. Give me Pursuit of Happiness.
That's definitely on my list.
What else is in?
I'm going to give you I Am Legend because that should be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you say Independence Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should let everybody know before you start throwing them out there like that.
All right, I'll take I Am Legend there.
Legend of Bagger Vance. Say no, hell no. Listen, this is what we're going to do with Will, right? On my side, I'm going to go like this.
Mm-hmm. You said it like you had your file ready to go. Like,
listen.
Okay.
We're going to go like this. Hitch.
Okay.
It's on there, right?
Okay.
Hitch is pivotal for me because at the time I was just a young pup and I was learning how to be a player, and he Will taught me how to settle myself, and he just put me on game to a lot of different things, especially with the female, just how they operate, how they think, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Hitch really opened my eyes at a young...
You learned that from Hitch.
Yeah, I learned a lot. Yeah, I learned a lot from Hitch because he had insight. Like, he understood women on a different level, even because he was teaching Bull how to understand women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know...
So you seen yourself as Bull then?
No. What I saw was somebody who understood that when you pay attention to detail, you get better results.
Yeah. I mean, I know that. You ain't gotta tell me.
I didn't identify with Albert Brenneman.
I mean, I got three kids. I know I pay attention to detail. But three.
Well, maybe you don't.
It all depends on perspective.
It's all about perspective and perception. You know what I'm saying?
I miss one small detail.
Three times.
Yeah. The detail got bigger every time. Pause. Will Smith movies.
So we got where we at? I said Hitch. We're going to do Pursuit of Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I Am Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Ali was a good one. Mm. Ali was very pivotal for him. Will Smith in 7 Pounds was a different Will Smith. Mm-hmm. And then he got a lot of other like little joints, Gemini Man and shit like that. But I think yeah, those right there, Ali, Hitch.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness, I Am Legend, and what was that fifth one? Did I say a fifth one?
Gemini Man.
Yeah, okay. Gemini Man? Is it? No, it's not.
I was about to say, yeah.
It's really not.
It's not. It shouldn't be in anybody's top five.
Oh, shit. Independence Day.
Independence Day was cool, but it's not. It's not.
Bad Boy.
Pick one. You know what? Men in
Nigga. Black. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. I forgot. Please.
And that's on my list right there.
Men in Black.
Men in Black. Mm-hmm. I Am Legend. Mm-hmm. Pursuit of Happiness. Mm-hmm. Ali. Mm-hmm. Enemy of the State.
Yo, Enemy of the State is an amazing movie, and it was in Maryland, so, like, yeah. I fucked with that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That movie is actually hard as shit, and it made me just think about a lot of other movies. I've seen that.
And a lot of the shit in the movie, like, started happening, like, later on in the future. Like that was considered Hollywood. Like, they made that shit up. And then later on in their life, they really started tracking niggas the same way how they was doing an Enemy of the State. Mm-hmm. That's why I always thought that was such a great movie, because that's the first movie that made me start saying, you know what? There's more truth in the fucking movies that we see than's on the news that we watch. And that was one of those movies to where it was like, when I was watching it, I was like, they could do this shit in real life. Mm. They just ain't doing it yet.
They got that little seal on every movie, bro. They gotta watch the movie and approve it before it goes.
Oh, yeah.
They know what they letting us see.
The FBI shit, yeah.
They
all
know what they letting us see. I'm about to freestyle. I'm about to go wild.
All right. Anybody got trophies?
I want me a trophy.
Trophies.
I got trophies for my baby for sticking it out, being a real nigga, and just, you know what I mean, hanging out with the fellas today.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, put yourself in there.
That's what's up. All right. So with that, we're out of here. We glad that y'all was here with us. Hope you had fun. Hope you're good and high. If you're not high enough, roll up. Go back and listen to another episode. We got a whole full season one that's out there. Shout outs to all the new people that's here from YouTube and Facebook and everywhere else that I figured out how to upload this shit to.
Shout out to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, shout outs to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A ain't cut a check for that, but it is what it is, YouTube.
It's love.
Don't take my monetization off because that wasn't an ad. Yeah.
Oh no, that wasn't an ad. I was just saying that I was thirsty and it was good. Like,
yeah. All right. So until next time, it's 420 somewhere. Stay stoned, my friends.
Big trust.